everybody. My name is Zigflipsinus Slobble, and today it's going to be a fun one. Today we're talking about attack mitigation, specifically SQL injection mitigation. In addition to this, the theory that goes on behind what I'm going to be talking about is perfectly valid for other message protocols, not just SQL. Now I know what you're thinking, Zigflip. SQL isn't a message protocol. It's a fancy-pants database query language. That may be so, but it's also a message protocol. You still have a query or a message traveling between one host and another host, the database server. I'm going to break this up into three parts. Concept, proof of concept, and theory. The concept is you have a message between two hosts. This message, by its nature, has a protocol to it. We want to know if there's such a way to figure out if the message, within the constraints of its protocol, is attack code or a normal message. We do this by comparison. We compare one message that's known to be a normal, safe message against one that's unknown to be safe. If the unknown message strays too far away from the protocol usage of the safe message, we decide that the unknown message isn't safe. For example, take the SQL message, select hash from users where name equals username. Username being user input. Now compare this against the SQL injected message, select hash from users where name equals Bob or X equals X. We can see by looking at these two messages that the SQL injected message strays too far away from the protocol usage of the safe message, so we decide that the SQL message is unsafe. It strays too far away from the message, safe message, because it uses an OR statement, for example. So how do we do this automatically? Well, this is the proof of concept. I have written a small utility called SQLSIG that does this. It works by consuming an SQL statement in its standard input and outputting a signature based on its protocol usage. For example, the input select hash from users where name equals Bob has the same output signature as select hash from users where name equals Susan. It does not have the same output signature as select hash from users where name equals Bob or X equals X. The theory is really simple. What you do is look at a protocol, the protocol that a message follows, as a language. If you do this, you can write a compiler that compiles a message based on its protocol. There is no output to this compiler, really. What we're doing in the proof of concept is compiling a signature. What we do is follow the parse tree creation and enumerate each leaf into a signature file as the compilation goes by. In each leaf, we omit the token value information. So what we're doing is we ignore the actual content of a message and we just look at its protocol usage. Thank you for listening, everyone, and take care. Happy hacking.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.